locked up Michael Thornton because he is also considering Georgia Tech.
And, you know, it's great to see Paul Johnson recruiting so well in state. And you know that the Tech's offense is going to be solid. It always is going to be under Paul Johnson. So to see them bring in some great defensive talent is a big step up for this program.
And one of the areas that Georgia Tech has really excelled over time is on the defensive line. And along with Denzel McCoy, you add two big-time defensive tackle prospects from the state of Georgia to that defensive line next year, which right now is obviously also a concern for Georgia Tech, pretty much losing their entire defensive line from last year. So they're stockpiling at that position again, and that's to be able to recruit in Georgia as well as Paul Johnson has is a good sign for this program.
Yeah, you mentioned it because he's their ninth commitment in this class, and all have come from the state of Georgia, which just goes to show you that they're not only getting quality, but they're recruiting in a state that has been dominated by the University of Georgia for a long, long time. Florida finally beat Georgia out, though, for a recruit later in the week on Friday night when MLK running back Mac Brown gave the University of Florida his commitment. This recruitment, in my opinion, is far from over. But Mac is a dynamic running back, 5'11", 185 pounds. Again, it came down to Florida and Georgia. And while Georgia was extremely interested and was really pushing hard to get the commitment of Mac Brown, he would have been one of, say, seven running backs already on campus. So not a huge loss for Georgia. Not when you're talking quality, because he's a great running back, but not a huge loss when you're talking about the running back position. Moving on, the University of Auburn landed itself a dynamic receiver on Thursday when Washington's Antonio Goodwin gave the school his pledge. He's a 6'2", 170-pound speedy wideout. Also considered Florida State, North Carolina, Tennessee, Ole Miss, and Georgia. But he is just another example of how talent-rich the state of Georgia is this year at the wide receiver position.
And with Gus Malzahn taking over the offense at Auburn, they really need to get some playmakers to go in that system. That's something they've really been lacking, especially at the wide receiver position the last couple of years. This is the second 4-star wide receiver recruit they've landed, so it's a good start for Gus Malzahn and under Coach Chizik there at Auburn.
Yeah, finishing up real quick for the week of for last week, Northall offensive guard Daniel Blitch gave Wake Forest his pledge on Tuesday. The 6'6", 300-pound lineman also had an offer from East Carolina. Centennial cornerback Martin Jenkins, of course, is the son of former Tennessee quarterback Lee Jenkins. This is somewhat of breaking news because I actually spoke to Lee yesterday, and he told me that they were planning on committing yesterday. So we'll consider him a Clemson commitment as of now. Of course, I'm not sure that he's actually called the school yet, but they had plans to commit yesterday to Clemson. So that is, in a way, breaking news. And finally, Saturday, troop cornerback Kadarius Sanders gave his pledge to the South Carolina Gamecocks. The 6'1", 187-pounder had offers from Ole Miss, Southern Miss, UCF, and Middle Tennessee. So, again, a busy week along the recruiting trail in Georgia. We do have to get to a quick commercial break, but when we get back, we will do a segment that we usually do later in the show. We'll be bringing Big B Brian Jones on to break down his top 10 safeties in the state of Florida. Or, I'm sorry, in the state of Georgia.
You are listening
to the official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pelican Bell went to Hoover, Alabama in the 2009 SEC Football Media Days, and they kicked some serious SEC.
This is big. Tim Tebow joined Pelican Bell.
Houston Nutt joins us.
Mark Richt, as it's really the A-team today.
Les Miles with us here on 7-9 of the Zone from SEC Media Days.
Nick Saban is with us here on 7-9 of the Zone. And where will you be this year? How retooling, reloading?
We know we're going to be good. Are we going to be able to consistently play at a high level because of who we are and what we want to accomplish and how good we want to be?
Football lives here. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
This is Brian McCann. If we all teamed up and carpooled every now and then, we would improve traffic and take tons of pollution out of Georgia's air. Now that's a win for everyone. Visit cleanaircampaign.org to learn more.
I was so busy today, I actually spoke in text language. OMG.
I was so busy today, I ate a frozen entree. Frozen.
Oh yeah, I was so busy today, I was forced to devise a way to download email directly into my brain.
Yes, we know you're busy. That's why we're reminding you to put Domino's Pizza and Coca-Cola on your calendar for dinner tonight. When Domino's Pizza and Ice Cold Coke are on the table, the family will gather. It's the perfect combo of convenience and deliciousness.
I was so busy today, I held 3 impromptu meetings in the elevator.
I held 3 impromptu meetings in the elevator while collating an annual report.
It's easy to make dinner time great for the family. Visit Domino's.com. Coke and Domino's are the perfect complement, and you'll have one less thing on your plate, so to speak. For a limited time, get a large Domino's pizza with any three toppings for just $9.99 and a free 2-liter of Coke. It's the Coke Summer Family Meal Deal. Order online or call your local Domino's. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Football lives here, and the countdown is on.
Hey, make that 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff.
Experts, insight, and the best college and pro football talk in the South.
Getting you
ready for the fall. And at 790thezone.com, daily blogs on the Jackets, Dogs, fantasy football, and more. 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff, because football lives here.
Time to play.
Football always lives here.
Play clock at one. Kurt got the play away. Back to throw. Warner with ton of time. Throwing right side. Fitz open. Caught at the five. Heading for the pylon. And he is going to be ruled. Cardinals! Larry Fitzgerald! Do you believe it?
First for football. 790 The Zone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Hey!
We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, the South's only all-recruiting radio show, which I like to say makes us the very best in the business. I am Scott, the Brain Janovitz, joined by a different cast this week, Tad Arapoglu, Dan Weiner. We have Big B Brian Jones in the studio right now to go over his top 10 safeties in the state of Georgia. I would also like to announce officially that this week on the official visit, at the very least, it is cereal week.
Nice.
That is our theme.
Very nice.
Your favorite cereals. I love cereal. T.O. clearly loves cereal. If you don't know, he came out with T.O.'s last week.
Delicious.
And so we're going to – we actually bumped our final segment, our customary final segment, which is our top 10 rankings, up to this week to discuss cereal later in the show to be our final segment at right around – 3:50.
It warranted a segment.
So, yeah, wait for that. Wait for that, because it's going to be one heck of a segment. With that said, we're going to jump right into Big B's top 10 safeties in the state of Georgia for 2010. Brian Jones, the floor is yours.
All right. Coming in at number 10, we got Jake Skoll out of Blessed Trinity, 6'1", 185, one of the most versatile players in the state, can play quarterback, has returned punts, also plays safety, and also is a standout baseball player. Last year, he recorded 90 tackles and 4 picks. And he's been offered by East Carolina, Georgia, Georgia Tech, and Virginia Tech.
Yeah, Georgia Tech seems to be the team right to beat in this recruitment race, if you will. Of course, you already mentioned he is a dual-threat athlete, a great baseball player, and is only looking at schools that will recruit him as both. He is set on playing both sports, and whatever that means to you and your team, you know, I guess you have to, you know, fans out there have to consider. I'm not a big fan of dual-threat athletes. I think you should concentrate on one sport, but that's another discussion for another time.
Right.
Number nine.
Number nine, DeAndre Smelner out of Tattenhall Square, which is down in Macon, 6'2", 202. Very intelligent player, has great field awareness. This is during the 2000 season. He had 11 interceptions, and the two schools he's looking at is Georgia and Georgia Tech. And at number eight, we got, this is such a great name, Gerard Goat Lightly out of Southwest DeKalb, 5'11", 180. He's probably one of the best blitzing safeties in the state. He's always getting after the quarterback. Last season, he had 88 tackles and 2 interceptions. He has committed to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, he's one of 8 Georgia recruits to commit to Vanderbilt in this class alone. So just an amazing job being done at Vanderbilt, especially recruiting the state of Georgia. And like you said, best name in sports, maybe.
By
Storm
far.
Johnson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
they're going to battle it out.
He and Storm should definitely, you know, have reason
Royale
to battle it out.
Coming in at number 7, we got DJ Green coming down from Westside Macon. 6'4", 202. He's very big, very physical. He's good in man-to-man coverage and short zones. And he's committed to NC State. At number 6, we got Demetrius McNeil out of Banneker. 6'1", 175. He's one of those players that can play outside linebacker and also free safety. Does a good job of covering opposing team slot receiver or the tight end, and he's committed to Auburn.
Yeah, I would like to say I think this is where your list really starts to include the elite safety prospects in the state of Georgia, and the big difference between the top 5 and 6 and the those above him is speed. And this kid's
absolutely
got a ton of speed, and we've talked about this at length. If Auburn's recruiting you in the secondary or at linebacker, you're probably pretty good, because that school is – always a standout team on defense.
Absolutely. Rounding out the top 5, we got Dante Carr out of Gainesville, 6'2", 195. He's an exceptional athlete, has made a lot of plays when he was at Buford last season. Now he obviously is at Gainesville. Last year he posted 73 tackles and 3 picks, and he will play college football at Stanford, so you know he's a very intelligent guy.
Yeah, and he's one of 3 Georgia recruits to have already committed to Stanford. So again, Harbaugh out of Stanford is doing a heck of a job, not only recruiting the South, but Georgia specifically, going cross-country. The other two, of course, are Henry Anderson, the big-time defensive end, and Tyler Jones, who's another former official visit guest, the big-time receiver who's been at a ton of 7-on-7 camps recently and done extremely well, according to all reports. So again, Stanford recruiting the state of Georgia with great vigor, if you will.
Yeah. One of my favorite players on this list, number 4, Fred Holton out of Thomasville. 6'1", 196. Very hard, very aggressive hitter that rarely misses tackles. He also has good speed and can excel in deep coverage, and he is one of the guys on this list that's committed to Georgia Tech. At number 3, we got Tyrone Cornelius out of Stevenson, 6'2", 189. Can either play outside linebacker or strong safety at the next level. And last year, he posted 118 tackles, 4 sacks, and 2 interceptions. And the schools he's looking at is Georgia Tech, Miami, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Auburn.
Yeah, of course, we had Tyrone on the show last week and discussed position at length with him. And he said most schools are recruiting him to play either linebacker or a hybrid. He said Georgia Tech specifically has what they call, I want to say, the Fox. Was that what it was? I think it's the Fox position, which is kind of a hybrid between linebacker and safety. And apparently, if that's the school he chooses, that's what he'll play there. At Miami, the other school he's really considering, he would be playing linebacker. So something to consider. But of course, like you say, he plays a lot of safety on the high school level and is a great one at that.
All right, at number 2, we got Isaiah Johnson out of Sandy Creek, 6'2", 180. Johnson is another athletic safety that is good in the run support, but is even better in pass coverage. Last year, he recorded 53 tackles, 7 interceptions. He has great running ability, so he can go step-by-step with the team's best receiver, and he is also committed to Georgia Tech. And, of course, at number 1, Alec Ogletree out of Noonan.
Yeah, such suspense.
Yeah, right.
Who would have guessed that one?
I don't know, man. 6'3", 214. Is considered by some the best prospect in the state and the best safety in the nation. He's one of those guys that has linebacker size but has safety speed. So you won't find that a lot of any player in any state. And, you know, he has great ball skills and good in zone coverage, and he has committed to UGA.
There you have it. That's Big B's top 10. Let me ask you, Dan, like Brian, you know, alluded to, the kid's got great size. When I say the kid, Alec Ogletree, of course, from Newton. Where do you think he ends up on the high school or on the college level? Because there are a lot of people who think he will play linebacker at Georgia.
Well, at 6'3", I mean, obviously, again, when I talk about being able to add to your frame, that's a big frame for a safety. But the guy who he's been compared to, and I think it's a pretty good comparison if you want to play safety at Georgia, is Thomas Davis and of the Carolina Panthers now. So it could go either way, but I mean, if he's got the speed that people say he has, if he's has elite level speed, then having a guy that big who can cover and do all that, I mean, look at Taylor Mays at USC. He's a very fast, big, physical safety, and Alec Ogletree's kind of in that same mode.
Yeah, he's a kid. He's a kid that to me reminds me a lot of Sean Taylor. And Tad, you can certainly pass.
Let's not go that far. I'm just kidding.
Tad's a UM grad, for those who don't know.
I am. Ogletree is fantastic. I even remember seeing him on the basketball court. He was flying up and down the court in the state semifinals. So he's very aware. That's his intelligence is what's going to help him out too. So I think I see him staying in the safety level.
As do I. I think he has not only good speed. I don't want to say great speed. There are clearly safeties out there who are probably a little faster than Alec Ogletree, but he is an incredible change of direction and a great ability to recognize the play from a deep center field spot, which is what a lot of safeties have to do. So he's real good in run support, and he's really good at coming over on some deep routes. To me, he's a safety in the making and nothing more. Of course, he could play. He could play linebacker if he wanted to.
He could play both.
They needed him to, but I think they have actually a greater need at safety. We do have to get to another commercial break. When we come back, we have a very special guest who will join us on the official visit phone line. That is Sean Green from Grayson, the big-time defensive tackle. So we are excited to have him on the show. You are listening to the official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
From SEC Media Days to ACC Media Days, we're going to be in Greensboro, North Carolina, talking to Paul Johnson and Bobby Bowden and Butch Davis and Al Groh and Frank Beamer and all the big dogs. And we're going to have a pie-eating contest with Ralph Regan. Don't miss it.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
The Atlanta Symphony Orchestra presents the Neville Brothers and Dr. John live at Chastain Park Amphitheater on Wednesday, July 29th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or 800-745-3000.
Miller Lite and 790 The Zone are giving you a chance to win a trip to the Beau Rivage Resort and Casino this summer. Get registered to win two seats on the Miller Lite bus to the Beau Rivage August 7th through 9th. Package includes transportation to and from Biloxi, a two-night stay, and a cocktail reception with Mayhem in the AM. Keep listening for details on how you can get registered or visit 790thezone.com for all the details. This summer, enjoy a great-tasting triple-hop brewed Miller Lite. Great beer, great responsibility.
Football lives here, and the countdown is on.
Hey, make that 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff.
Experts, insight, and the best college and pro football talk in the South.
Getting you
ready for the fall. And at 790thezone.com, daily blogs on the Jackets, Dogs, fantasy football, and more. 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff, because football lives here.
Hey, Stanky here with another sweet story of success from the guys at Solomon Brothers. My guy Cody, you went and bought a diamond engagement ring. You've been married a year now, right?
Yes, Stanky. It's been about a year to the date. Visited six or seven stores around the city that you would see in any mall or driving down the street.
And what happens when you walk in to buy a diamond engagement ring?
It was a hard sell. It was all about closing the deal. They're trying to get me in and out of there as quick as possible.
And at first, you weren't going to Solomon Brothers. Why?
Be honest, I didn't think I could afford it.
And what happened when you go to Solomon Brothers?
I was very pleasantly surprised that it was very affordable, more affordable than some of the other stores I visited, and it was an educational process. They weren't trying to sell me.
It wasn't vulture surrounding you, was it?
No, it wasn't. They took it easy and educated me.
Solomon Brothers, now a year later, what do you say?
My wifey is happy, and we have our first baby on the way.
What a sweet smell of success. Another great story. There's only one place, there's only one price, and that's the Solomon price and the Solomon way. You know where they are, you know what they do. Solomon Brothers, 17th floor tower place in Buckhead.
You're funny.
Mayhem in the AM.
What can you expect for the big week coming up on Mayhem? More of what you love. Braves conversation chipper Jones will join us. Also, ACC coaches meeting the biggest names in the business. Jeremy Piven from Entourage, and Nick's back from vacation. I'll give him a big hug.
Morning, 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone.
And 790thezone.com.
We are back on a beautiful Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. As I like to say, it is the South's only all-recruiting radio show, which makes us the very best in the business. I am Scott the Brain Janovitz, joined by Tad Arapoglu, Dan Weiner, and now Grayson defensive tackle, the newest member of the Georgia Tech recruiting class, Sean Green, is on the line. Sean, are you there, and how has your Sunday gone thus far? Hello, Sean? Sean, you there? Well, it looks like we are struggling to get Sean Green on the phone. We will work. Sean, are you there? We'll skip that for now. Well, but Sean will be joining us soon enough. With that said, we'll move on to a topic that I is a little bit old, if you will. It's not the most recent or breaking news, but it's something that I am thoroughly interested in. Before I get into it, we spent a lot of time last week talking about how good Rivals is doing at ranking players, and it is the numbers are astounding when you look at. How often is this? Do we have Sean Green now? Sean, can you hear me?
Hear you.
Oh, there we go. We got Sean Green mid-segment. But moving on, Sean, I was asking you before we got broken up, how is your Sunday going thus far?
My Sunday's going by good. Went to church this morning. As you know, I have a lot to be thankful for. So thank the man upstairs, first of all.
There you go.
And, it's just been going good.
Yeah, talk about a little bit. I know you just committed to Georgia Tech, and you already alluded to the fact that you have a lot to be thankful for. Talk about how great the last week's been, knowing that your decision is behind you and you know where you're going to play the next 4 years of football.
I think I made the perfect choice not too far from home. I see Georgia Tech as a winning program. Like, they're on the rise. We can win a national championship there.
Yeah, talk a little bit specifically, you know, what separated Tech from the other two schools you were looking at, seriously, Ole Miss and Florida State.
Tech, I just went down there. I mean, it was just the atmosphere there. Talked to pretty much every coach on the campus. and I'm just talking to Coach Smith, the D-line coach, and the thing to me was the transition wouldn't be that bad for me because a lot of the drills they're doing now, we do at my high school, so it's not a bad transition for me.
Sean, one of the things we discussed earlier on was that the fact that we already know that Tech's offense is going to be great under Paul Johnson, but it's really impressive to see what they're doing with the defense and how they're bolstering the recruitments on that side. How great do you think it's going to be to join that system and hopefully be kept off the field as much as possible if this offense can step up?
Oh, it's going to be good because that's how my team ends up operating. Our offense stays on the field the whole time. Defense doesn't go out too often. And I just really like the defense a lot. Like, it's pretty much set up for D linemen to make plays, and that's what I really like.
Speaking of the defensive line, you're the second big-time defensive tackle recruit to land at Georgia Tech, Denzel McCoy being the other one. Have you talked to Denzel at all about being kind of the future of the defensive line at Georgia Tech, and are there any other guys in this recruiting class at Georgia Tech that you've grown close with thus far?
Me and Denzel text all the time, just saying how excited we are, ready to go over there and, you know, take things over on the D-line. Try to get us an ACC championship. That's all you ever. That's all we ever talk about. How we're just ready to go over there and be for that D line.
Yeah, Sean, I've followed your recruitment quite closely, and I know there was a point where you said you were overlooking Tech. Talk about what you meant by that, and kind of what changed things for you, and solidified Tech as your favorite in the end.
Yeah, I used to overlook Tech a lot. Like they try all types of ways to get me down there, and I really didn't try to get down there, and then. You know, I just really thought about it one day, and I decided to go down there and take a second visit to go down there. So I'm real glad I did because that just opened my eyes to, you know, how much I would just fit into that program, like how much I belong there.
Yeah, talk a little about your relationship with Tech's coach Todd Spencer and how much that meant, how much that played into you deciding to become a Yellow Jacket.
I didn't know Coach Spencer too much. But I heard good things about him. He's a good coach. But the coach that I really didn't know a lot was Coach Smith, the D-line coach. And just the way he teaches and everything, all his drill works, all that just really got me.
Yeah, what about Paul Johnson? You've had the opportunity to meet some really great coaches around the country. What is Paul Johnson like, and how does he compare to some of the other head coaches you've met?
Coach Paul Johnson, he's a great coach. He's very straightforward. Like, told me everything and just told me a straight truth. I didn't know, faking it or anything. It's pretty much with him, what you see is what you get.
Sean,
what I really like.
Sean, you've been able to get the recruiting process over with, and that's obviously got to be a lot taken off your shoulders. So what are some of the things that you're going to be looking for to work on and improve, I guess, in your senior year?
The main thing I'm trying to do this year is help my team. We're trying to get to a state championship. That's the one goal on our minds. But I just want to be able to, you know, improve my speed a little better. You know, and my shiftiness a little more and use my hands a lot more often.
Now, obviously, being here in the middle of Atlanta, there are a lot of Georgia Tech fans listening. What kind of player are Georgia Tech fans going to get to see in you when you get to campus?
You know, I'm kind of a humble guy, laid back, but on the field, I'm just, like, tough. I hit straight for another player. I don't try to avoid him. I go straight through him. So aggressive, physical player.
Yeah, Sean, we've seen a lot. We're seeing more and more recruits end their recruitments early, specifically in the summer months. When in the past, a lot of them had waited to do so during their high school football seasons. Talk about your decision to end it so early, and was there something that specifically made that appealing to you, or was it just that everything fell into place at the right time?
It's kind of both. Everything fell into place at the right time, but. I just really, like, when I went down that second visit, I didn't want the opportunity to pass me up because they offered two other D linemen and they were only taking one more. So I just didn't want the opportunity to pass me up, so I took it.
Yeah, go into a little more detail about – we know why you chose Tech, but what separated them from Ole Miss and Florida State? And talk a little about your visits to those schools in contrast to your visit to Tech.
Okay, my visit to Ole Miss, I like the campus down there. It was pretty nice. But just going to Tech, like, I didn't really care about it. Like, it was more, I liked more of the football side. You know, Tech has one of the best strength and conditioning programs out there, and that's what really got me also. Florida State strength and conditioning is pretty good, too, but when I went down to Florida State, I just didn't feel the same that I felt when I went to Tech.
Right. A couple more questions. We're, of course, talking to Grayson, defensive tackle, and the newest member of Georgia Tech's 2010 signing class, Sean Green. Sean, you already mentioned that you like the style of style of defense Tech runs. Talk specifically about how that really works well for you. I know you said your team runs similar type of defensive schemes. How does that really play into your hands as a player?
It's pretty much an easy transition, and because my team, we run the same type of defense, and I like that defense more of a run stop. And it's just a go-get a defense. That's all I really like to play, attacking defense.
Yeah, talk a little bit about whether or not you follow recruiting in general. Do you kind of know what Tech was doing when you decided to sign with them? And if so, did that play a part in your decision, that them maybe filling up?
Yes, I knew what they were doing. Because I went to a couple games last year, and that defense was just so good. It was good. And then I just really thought about it, it would be nice to be a part of that D.
Yeah, now that you've determined you're a Yellow Jacket, do you plan on doing any recruiting for the for Georgia Tech? And if so, name a couple players that you've been in contact with.
Any recruiting for Georgia Tech? I'm planning on doing an official visit sometime in the fall. And pretty much the only players – I don't really keep in touch with any of the players on the actual team. I plan on going down there pretty soon to meet some of them, meet the D linemen.
Yeah, we're finishing up with Grayson, defensive tackle, Sean Green. Couple real last questions for you, Sean. What have you guys done? You've already talked about how you had a great team last year, finished, I believe, 9-2 or something close to that. Talk about your hunt for a state championship this year and what you guys have done this offseason to realize that dream.
This offseason, we worked very hard. That's one thing we did. Anytime somebody wants to just quit, be like, remember what you're working for. We're working for a ring. So we just keep saying that to each other. Keep your heads up. Keep going. We don't let anybody quit. And so we're just pushing each other, working hard.
And lastly, on that high school level, last year you guys came up with a big victory over Lowndes in the playoffs. That was shocked a lot of people, but obviously I don't think it was too shocking for you guys. What do you think that victory did for your program coming into the new season?
It gave us a boost because still to this day lots of people say, oh, you're that team that beat Lowndes. You're that team that beat Lowndes. It just gave us a big confident boost. We won that game so badly. Everybody was doubting us saying we were going to lose. But the whole time, we knew we were going to win that game.
Yeah, one last question, Sean. You don't know this, but today on the official visit, our theme is cereal. It's my contention that all guys love cereal. Push comes to shove, Sean. What's your favorite cereal?
My favorite cereal would have to be Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
There you
nice.
Go. Great
choice.
Great choice.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, we look forward to bringing you on again. Thanks for spending a couple minutes with us on, a busy Sunday. And we wish you the best of the luck moving forward.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks again. That was, of course, Sean Green, the big-time defensive tackle out of Grayson High School. Again, another big pickup for Georgia Tech. We'll probably end their recruitment of the defensive tackle position, joining Northview's Denzel McCoy. So a great duo, perhaps, there for the future.
And again, you can never have too many quality defensive tackles, and Georgia Tech knows that. I mean, you look at guys like Vance Walker that they had last year, and getting two big-time players is big for him. You got to love his attitude, a guy who's very humble, but kind of that off-the-field, laid-back, but on-the-field, wild man kind of style. He says he likes to go through players. Kind of has to make you excited if you're a Georgia Tech fan about the kind of player that you're going to be getting.
Yeah, it's all about continuing the trend. They've had so many great defensive tackles over the past few years, and it looks like that's going to continue.
Yeah, and Dan, you said it. You can never – I think it's – I'm not going to extend it to beyond defensive tackle to defensive line.
Yes.
I don't think you can ever recruit enough defensive linemen or offensive linemen. I think you should bring in 5 to 6 every class, regardless of what you did the prior one or what you already have on roster. And, of course, we mentioned Denzel McCoy. Well, Sean Green's just another one of those big-time, big players, dynamic, physically gifted, is going to be, in my estimation, a really strong player for Georgia Tech for years to come. We do have to get to another commercial break, but we will be back to talk more recruiting. Of course, you are listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
790 The Zone, home to one of the most reputable names in all of sports. Sporting News Radio. Whether it's weeknights or weekends, Sporting News Radio. Only on 790 The Zone.
McDonald's presents How to Speak McCafe. Today's word, embrace.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jen.
Big hug.
Come here.
Aww.
Now with an accent mark, embrace A.
Hi, Steve.
Oh, hi, Jen. I got you a McCafe mocha, and it was free.
Come here, you.
Whoa! Put me down.
To get the great taste of a McCafe mocha, come to McDonald's any Monday through August 3rd and get a sample size free. Go ahead. McCafe your Monday. Limit one sample size hotter iced mocha per person per visit at participating McDonald's.
Welcome to Economics 101. Now, when a given item greatly exceeds the expectations of the purchaser, it is referred to as a good value. To illustrate, I've placed McDonald's meals on your desks. Point made.
Share your smarts. Grab McDonald's double cheeseburger or McChicken sandwich with medium fries and a medium Coca-Cola for just $2.99 every day. Prices of participation may vary.
Everywhere you go, people are saying my name. At the mall.
Would you like the extended warranty? Just in case.
Or at the coffee shop.
How about an extra shot of caffeine? Just in case.
But notice, these things cost more money. Not at Safe Auto. You need someone 24/7, just in case. You need the state minimum coverage, just in case. That's right. Safe Auto does all that, and we save you money. Go ahead. Say my name, just in case. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
You've heard it before. Go, there's nothing stopping you. And AirTran Airways means it, especially when you're sitting back and relaxing, much the way you can in the great AirTran Airways brand new jumbo jet. And enjoy all of the away team interviews that are rich and personal right here on AirTran Airways Hardball, heard on 790 The Zone. My name is Chris Domino, and here's what's going to happen all season long. I'll be sitting down with some of the biggest stars in baseball as they fly into Atlanta and play our hometown team. It's a real treat when you get a chance to potentially be talking with a Hall of Famer or an icon of America's pastime. And AirTran Airways flyaways over the course of the season will be included. Your chance to fly away to see the hometown baseball team play on top of that. Don't forget, away team interviews courtesy of our friends at AirTran Airways all season long here on 790 The Zone at 790thezone.com. You know what I say, go, there's nothing stopping you. And with AirTran Airways, boy, do they prove it every day. More flights than anybody else, more on-time flights than anybody else in a brand new fleet. That's AirTran Airways. They're doing it bigger and better than everybody else, and you can actually sit back, relax, enjoy both AirTran Airways and AirTran Airways fly away team interviews. Rich and personal, just the way AirTran Airways treats you.
You never notice the 209 days your air conditioning is working, but you never forget the one day it goes out. Family fights, lots of yelling, even the dog gets grouchy. Peachtree Service Experts hopes this never happens to you. But if it does, know this. For over 50 long, hot summers, Peachtree has been Georgia's air conditioning company you can trust to service all makes and models 24/7. If you haven't serviced your AC for top performance yet, call today. An innate certified technician will perform your precision AC tune-up now for $99, and come back and perform your fall tune-up absolutely free. Two for one. $99. Really, no small print. It's a huge money saver in cooling costs, too. Through September 15th, save up to $2,700 with tax credits and rebates on a new qualifying Rheem home comfort system. You always get our 100% satisfaction guarantee in writing. Make your appointment today at PeachtreeServiceExperts.com.
For quality service guaranteed, we're your service experts.
Between the morning antics of Mayhem and the AM.
You're out of line.
You know the line?
You know the line.
And the craziness of the two live stews.
Damn, boy, you're about as big as a mountain. Look like you might have played some football.
It's the one, the only, Brandon and Wolfie.
Okay.
Weekdays 11 to 1.
And there they go!
Only on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
They call me Big L.A., Big Silly, Big Money, Big Billy. When I'm sliding in the morning, you hear me.
We are back and better than ever on a beautiful Sunday in beautiful Atlanta. This is Sports Radio 790 The Zone and the one, the only official visit. Sal's only all-recruiting radio show, which makes us, what, the very best in the business. I am Scott the Brain Janovitz, joined by Dan Weiner and Tad Arapoglu. And now a special guest, as always, Brian Longacre, the GM over at Aqua Blue. Brian, how is your Sunday going?
Fantastic, gentlemen. How are you today?
I think I speak for us. Speak for us all when I say, well, I didn't have to speak for us
yes.
all.
Yes, we can
they,
speak for
they
us.
Jumped
yes.
in. We're all doing quite well. And, of course, if you don't know, Brian is the official visit's best friend. Appearing every Sunday from out there at Aqua Blue. Talk about what's going on at Aqua Blue this week and in the coming weeks, Brian.
Absolutely. Well, August, we start two things. We do our Taste of Asia menu. It's in conjunction with the Greater Restaurant Association of Atlanta. We're offering a three-course meal with all with Asian influences for $23. So it's a great value there. And then we're changing up our girls' night out on Wednesdays. We're actually bringing in some live entertainment, and we've got an entire menu, and everything on that menu is going to be $5.
Ooh.
So that's a tremendous value. So you can get a martini, a mixed drink, appetizers, wine. They're all $5, all for the ladies on Wednesday nights in our bar.
There you go. Sounds great for ladies' night. Tell us a little bit about your Thursdays and Fridays, because I know you guys also have special nights on those days of the week.
Absolutely, yeah. Our Thursday nights have really been rocking. We get a packed house. We do complimentary hors d'oeuvres from 5:30 to 7:30 in our lounge. And then the American Flyers start at 8 o'clock. They're a dance band. There'll be anywhere from 200 to 300 people in our lounge. It's a great people-watching night. Lots of fun, lots of energy. And then on Fridays, we've got what we call our rush hour relief. We've got $3 drafts. We've got $5 mixed drinks. And then we have a blues band and a jazz band, a little bit of rock and roll that alternates on Fridays.
Of course.
It's a really cool vibe.
Yeah, sounds cool. Of course, I always like to ask about wine since I am such a wine fan. Tell us about, I know you guys have a cool option, a cool opportunity for those who enjoy drinking wine.
Absolutely, yeah. Anytime you come in, you can create your own wine flight. We've got probably 52 wines by the glass now. We've actually upped that and increased it a little bit during the summer. So if you're not sure about a wine, you can always come in and try three different types of wines that maybe you've never tried before at a real value price. So just come in and ask to make your own wine flight, and we'll do that for you.
Of course, you can reach Aqua Blue by calling 770-643-8886. Brian, tell people where they can find you.
Yeah, we are up 400 on Exit 7 at 1564 Holcomb Bridge Road. We're about 15 minutes from Buckhead. You can give me a call at 770-643-8886, or you can go to the website and look us up at aquablueatl.com.
Yeah, as always, Brian, it's been fun talking with you.
All right, thank you very much, gentlemen. You guys have a great Sunday, and I'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Hey, you too. Of course, again, that was Brian Longacre, the GM over at Aqua Blue. Of course, IJ eats there. IJ, being the publisher at Score Atlanta, eats there probably 8 nights a week.
Good deal. So, I like the ladies' night deal.
Oh, absolutely.
If we dress up like ladies, can we get that deal?
Well, you may not have to do as much dressing as you might think, Tad.
That's scary.
That is very scary.
Come on, where's the no drum roll? I mean, no, not drum roll. What's it called?
Rim shot.
Yeah. I don't get anything on that joke?
I've got all these controls here, but I don't want to touch anything.
Definitely don't.
Definitely not touching anything anymore.
Anyway, back to why we're here, talk about recruiting. Of course, if you were listening to the show last week, we talked at length about Eric Berry's brother, Evan, who at 13 has already decided he's playing for Lane Kiffin and the Tennessee Volunteers in 5 years?
At 13, yeah.
Sounds about right.
Five years? Close enough.
Who knows?
So I was very critical of the decision, both on Lane Kiffin's part to accept the commitment. I argued with Alex at length last week that Evan Berry should be focused on less important, or I should say less adult-like things, perhaps maybe getting a date to homecoming, studying for cramming for his math test the next day. Of course, Evan Berry's not the first young kid to commit to school. We talked about Michael Avery, who was an eighth grader who committed to play for Kentucky a couple years back. Washington State accepted a commitment from Aaron Dunn, who was a sophomore defensive end. And then earlier this year, there's been reports that David Stills, a 12-year-old quarterback, is being recruited heavily by some major colleges. Then this week, when we discussed all that last week, two stories broke that really kind of put it over the top. The first being LeBron James came out with his book. I'm sure you guys are aware, or is coming out with his book. But what was announced is two things. One, that LeBron was kind of pushed over the edge by getting too much fame too fast. And he writes, "We had become big-headed jerks in high school, me in particular, and we are to blame for that, but so are the adults who treated us that way and then sat back and smugly watched the self-destruction." He went on to say that he smoked weed and kind of lived a life that he wasn't proud of. It ruined the last 2 years of his school, essentially. And when I say it, I'm talking about, you know, getting fame too fast, becoming too big for yourself too soon. And again, it just came out this week that Latavius Williams, Memphis is the star of Memphis's most recent recruiting class, will forego his 4 years or 2 years or 1 year in college to play overseas in China. And my question for you guys is, are these decisions not destructive?
Well, it's always a little bit scary. I mean, especially with LeBron. I actually remember back then when he was in high school, they had all these reports that he was dunking on people saying, "You sorry," and I'm the king and everything else. And I don't know how much of that was LeBron James at that time or how much of it was that's what the people expected. And I think that is something that's a concern, especially when you look at people going over to China. That's something they don't want to deal with the recruiting process, obviously, anymore.
Yeah, let me say this before Dan chimes in, because I know he has a lot to say. LeBron James not only admitted to the fact that this truly ruined 2 years of his life, and who knows what it's done beyond that, probably not much, but LeBron James is a special case because he is so far beyond his years in maturity. So when we're talking about this having an impact on someone like LeBron, it's going to have an impact tenfold on anyone else, because LeBron James is an absolute exception in every definition of the word. I mean, the kid is one of the greatest leaders I've ever seen. I mean, he is so mature for his years that to compare him to Latavius Williams or anyone else, Jeremy Tyler, the kid who's going overseas to play and skipping his junior and senior year, those kids you can't compare to LeBron.
The name that comes to mind when this comes up to me is Ryan Perilou. Ryan Perilou, by all accounts, was a humble kid when his recruiting process started and was really excited about the process. But the process kind of got to him. As he became a big-time national prospect, it got to his head, and he started making comments. You know, he backs out on the commitment to Texas, and I'm not going to get on a kid for backing out of a commitment. A 17-year-old is going to change their mind. That's fine. But he started talking badly about some of his teammates at LSU or future teammates, said he was going to win the Heisman Trophy and all these things, and we know how that ended. A lot of these kids can't handle it, and we see these stories end badly far too often. And fortunately, a lot of them do have a good enough support system. LeBron had enough positive influences in his life that he didn't let the destructive behavior overcome him. But sadly, that's the case with a lot of these guys. And that's why I think over time, you mentioned that the NCAA passes this legislation that says eligible for recruitment by grade 7. I think so few of them are at that point now. I think, though, as we see athlete specialization become more common in
And it's already pretty darn
it
common.
It is pretty common, but it's just going to continue to do so. You're going to see that. I think the NCAA is going to eventually say, okay, ninth grade is where it has to start. And how cynical have we become when I look at the stories you talked about last week and you say, you know, Washington State locks up a high school sophomore, and I kind of shrug my shoulders and say, so?
Right.
I mean, compared to some of the other things that you hear, it's really not that uncommon.
It almost didn't seem like a big deal.
But you said, well, it's because it's a slippery slope.
Exactly.
Like you said, it's becoming norm and it's dangerous. I mean, when you consider Bryce Brown's another perfect example. By the time he left his school in Kansas, his coach hated him. I mean, was on record as hating him.
Yeah.
I've never heard a high school coach talk that poorly about one of his own players as he did about Bryce Brown, his best player. He said, if Bryce Brown's really the best player in the country and so good, why were we 6-4?
But then at the same time, you have to wonder if some of that is bitterness from the coach who allowed this and maybe was expecting this kid to be his meal ticket to a bigger job. I mean, look at Gus Malzahn. Gus Malzahn is a very good offensive coordinator. His record at Tulsa shows that this guy can coach on the Division I level. But he went from high school to coaching at Arkansas because he had five players, including Mitch Mustaine, at Springdale High School in Arkansas, where all these kids go Division I, and all of a sudden this guy becomes a national name. So you have to wonder if some of that is sour grapes from the cup from Bryce Brown's coach, because these guys allow these kids to get these attitudes because they're also, to some degree, not all of them, but some of them are expecting them to be a meal ticket.
Yeah, no, it's a cultural problem, in my opinion. It's an American problem. It's this desire to have everything all at once. We see childhood actors, you know, who fall off the face of the planet when they get older because they've been given so much money at such a young age. And Latavius Williams, the kid we're talking about who's leaving Memphis, he said it was a financial decision. And it's this desire to always want more money. It's the same reason kids are skipping college. When 20 years ago, the idea of skipping college would have been the least fun decision you could make. Now you see him constantly looking for money overseas and in the NBA. And it's totally a cultural problem. And of course, the recruiting networks don't make it any better. The fact that, you know, kids are now announcing their decisions on TVs with six hats and playing games. I mean, it's all it's becoming a problem, and it may sound like sour grapes, and it may sound like it's not a big deal, but how many of these kids are going to turn out to be successful stories?
Well, that's why we even saw Clawson go to his announcement riding a limo, I remember, from Notre
Crazy.
Dame. And that's it, when you talk about kids that are 12 years old, 13 years old, a lot of it is, sometimes they're better because they've hit puberty faster than the other kids. I mean, let's be honest here. A lot of kids are taller and stronger just because they matured faster. And to say that, to give a kid an offer at that age, or even to say that you're interested, and all of a sudden 3-4 years later, maybe you're not, that's going to take its toll on the kid as well.
Well, for every LeBron James, for every Tiger Woods, for every Michael Phelps, where you can clearly see at a young age a special skill, a special ability, there's going to be a bunch of other ones that people expect that flame out in a lot of ways. And that's just the nature of our society. It's trying to find the next big thing. And it's like Scott says, I mean, it's our culture now at this point where these recruiting shows and things like that wouldn't happen if there wasn't a huge market for it, which is the saddest part of all.
Right. Well, at least give us credit for pointing it out, exposing it. You know, we are part of the problem, but we also, at the very least, expose it. And while it is a cultural problem, at the end of the day, I blame the parents, because the parents have the right of refusal. They could say, Latavius, we need the money, but you need college more than that, than we need money. Okay? Money will come. You're not going to China next year. Because come on. What 17, 18-year-olds ready to go to China and play bat? None.
Going to China is a little ridiculous. Europe might be an option. Of course, one of the things you have to consider in all these situations is, from what I'm reading, it's a 50-50 shot whether or not he was going to qualify. And that plays a big part of it, as it did with Brandon Jennings. But
he didn't qualify.
Right. But it's still China. I mean, that's a little extreme to kind of improve.
Heard of junior college?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. There's a point in time where you need to develop as a person, okay? And college is a great time for that. And to totally excuse that because I want to play basketball and I want money, that's not conducive to becoming a productive citizen and or adult. With that said, we do have to get to another commercial break. This is a topic that will be ongoing forever, so we will continue to talk about it. And when we get back, we're going to have a big-time guest, Del McGee, the head coach at Carver, joining us. You are listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Mayhem in the AM.
Former Brave Jeff Francoeur.
Well, you know, I can't thank enough for what y'all have done for me and just being such good friends and supporters. And the same thing with the city of Atlanta. It's been great. It's not like I'm leaving forever. You know, I'm just going to play somewhere else for a while and, you know, looking forward to my opportunity to help the Mets win. Don't think I'm not going to call and bust y'all's balls.
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone
and 790thezone.com.
You've heard it before. Go, there's nothing stopping you. And AirTran Airways means it, especially when you're sitting back and relaxing, much the way you can in the great AirTran Airways brand new jumbo jet. And enjoy all of the away team interviews that are rich and personal right here on AirTran Airways Hardball, heard on 790 The Zone. My name is Chris Domino, and here's what's going to happen all season long. I'll be sitting down with some of the biggest stars in baseball as they fly into Atlanta and play our hometown team. It's a real treat when you get a chance to potentially be talking with a Hall of Famer or an icon of America's pastime. And AirTran Airways flyaways over the course of the season will be included. Your chance to fly away to see the hometown baseball team play on top of that. Don't forget, away team interviews courtesy of our friends at AirTran Airways all season long here on 790 The Zone at 790thezone.com. You know what I say, go, there's nothing stopping you. And with AirTran Airways, boy, do they prove it every day. More flights than anybody else, more on-time flights than anybody else in a brand new fleet. That's AirTran Airways. They're doing it bigger and better than everybody else, and you can actually sit back, relax, enjoy both AirTran Airways and AirTran Airways flyaway team interviews. Rich and personal, just the way AirTran Airways treats you.
You never notice the 209 days your air conditioning is working, but you never forget the one day it goes out. Family fights, lots of yelling, even the dog gets grouchy. Peachtree Service Experts hopes this never happens to you. But if it does, know this. For over 50 long, hot summers, Peachtree has been Georgia's air conditioning company you can trust to service all makes and models 24/7. If you haven't serviced your AC for top performance yet, call today. An innate certified technician will perform your precision AC tune-up now for $99. And come back and perform your fall tune-up absolutely free. Two for one. $99. Really, no small print. It's a huge money saver in cooling costs, too. Through September 15th, save up to $2,700 with tax credits and rebates on a new qualifying Rheem home comfort system. You always get our 100% satisfaction guarantee in writing. Make your appointment today at PeachtreeServiceExperts.com.
For quality service guaranteed, we're your service experts.
Chemical plant I'd worked at for 12 years shut down, and I was looking for another place to work.
This is Danny from Baton Rouge.
And I think that first impression they get sometimes is a little too old. You know, why should we mess with him?
Then Danny got rid of his gray with Just for Men.
You know, they're not seeing the gray in the mustache, and they're not seeing the gray in the side of my hair. You know, if you feel better about yourself, you're going to feel better about everything else.
For essential career tips and a free offer, go to justformen.monster.com. That's justformen.monster.com.
Happiness starts with healthiness, and healthiness starts at PetSmart. During our Pet Perks sale, you can save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $8 on select varieties of Science Diet cat food in 17.5-pound bags, or save $2 on select varieties of Tidy Cat's litter in 27-pound buckets. Find the healthiest food and the happiest toys at the Pet Perks sale at PetSmart. While supplies last, visit a store at PetSmart.com for more in-store specials. Offer ends July 27th.
The Atlanta Braves and the March of Dimes Georgia chapter are teaming up to give every baby a healthy start. You can be a champion for babies by purchasing tickets for the March of Dimes night at the ballpark on July 31st. Buy a block of tickets for a company outing or just enough for the family. A portion of every ticket sale benefits the March of Dimes mission to prevent birth defects, prematurity, and infant mortality. Visit www.790thezone.com for the ticket order form or call 404-350-9800. Atlanta Symphony Orchestra presents the Neville Brothers and Dr. John live at Chastain Park Amphitheater on Wednesday, July 29th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or 800-745-3000.
The Falcons are getting close to invading Flowery Branch for the start of camp and the beginning of the long and hopeful journey towards a trip to Miami and Super Bowl 44. And of course, 790 The Zone will be there every step of the way. And I mean every step. Football lives here. 790 The Zone.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. I am Scott, the Brain Janovitz, joined by the Greek god, Tad Arapoglou.
I love that, man.
That's a new nickname. What do you think?
Yeah, I've never heard the Greek god before.
The Greek god? Yeah, I came up.
It's unfortunate because it's true.
I know.
Very creative.
I mean,
don't want to cut you off.
I've heard
Dan
the Greek
Weiner.
Salad.
No, that's good.
Joined also by Dan Weiner. So the instant replay team from Radio Sandy Springs. If you love what you hear from Dan and Tad, you guys are what? Wednesday nights?
Wednesday nights from 8 to 10.
8 to 10.
Total chaos.
Or on iTunes. If you just search Radio Sandy Springs on iTunes, you can go back and listen to all of our old shows.
And I call it radio for the ADD. And I do not mean that in a demeaning or disparaging way at all. Great show. But if you like action and
adventures.
If you like hardly being able to keep up, then this is the show for you.
Because we move fast. We have 2 hours a week to get everything in the world
buckle
of sports, which this time of year is so much.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff going on.
In fact,
hot dog eating contest was just ended. So
a lot of great stuff. In fact, what we're about to talk about, which is the University of Miami, Tad's alma mater. Not the newest of news, but something I've been meaning to get to for weeks and will do so now. Came out a couple weeks ago that the University of Miami, and when I say it came out, the coaches at the school admitted to it. So this is not speculative at all. It was released that the University of Miami for years, for about 3 to 4 years, maybe a 5-year stretch, and recently when they've been struggling their most, had been using the rivals' rankings to scout their players, as opposed to doing their own scouting and their own decision making when it came to offering and accepting commitments. They were using rivals' rankings, and it led to some bad play on the football field. A couple questions for you guys is: A, how ridiculous is that to admit to that? B, to actually think that's appropriate, to think that people who are paid by rivals and scout are better or more adept at scouting football talent than you who are paid by a university to do that for a living. Is that not crazy?
Well, to your first point, yeah, what purpose does it serve by even admitting this? I mean, that's dumb enough as it is.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to be gained from admitting that you pretty much have not been doing your jobs effectively. And secondly, there are good people who are employed by rivals. But the thing when it comes to anything in terms of scouting, whether it's high school players or college players for the draft, the fact of the matter is that everybody is going to have their own biases and their own preferences when it comes to certain players, just based on what they look for and what they feel are important characteristics in a player. So that being said, a guy from Rivals is going to have a different opinion of a guy than a coach from Miami is, than a coach from Florida is, than a coach from Washington is on a certain guy. And relying on what someone else does, the legwork that someone else does, you're not likely going to find the people that are going to vibe with what you're looking for in your program.
Right. Tad, hold that thought while we pause for a quick station identification.
Football lives here. That means Paul Johnson, Jonathan Dwyer, and the Yellow Jackets play here. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
Yeah, we're talking about Miami on the official visit and the fact that they've been relying on Rivals rankings to scout and accept commitments from players over the last, you know, 5-6 years.
Well, I am glad that we stopped recruiting at jails, so that's good.
Yeah.
But as far as what we're discussing, I think that first of all, it's lazy. That's the long and the short.
Well, it's
of
not doing your job.
It's laziness. And the second part of it is, as you said, look, if you look at their rankings as overall class over the past few years, they're always top five. And in fact, I believe 1 year they were number one. And what's happening on the field right now? They're having one of their worst stretches in years. And so that's the point, is that you can get your 4- and 5-star recruits or whatever, but if it's not fitting your system and it's not what you're looking for, then that's not going to do you any good.
Yeah. My opinion on this topic is the following. I think they are blaming Rivals for their inability to develop talent. And here's why I say that. Greg Olsen, big-time 4-star prospect in 2003, was a great prospect. Kyle Wright, you're telling me they didn't see Kyle Wright, the dynamic quarterback, number one ranked quarterback in the country out of California? They didn't see him play before they brought him in? Don't believe that. Devin Hester was 5 stars. He had a pretty good career there. Lance Leggett, a receiver out of Texas who was part of their 2004 class. Florida was all over Lance Leggett, and Florida's done exceptionally well both in recruiting and on the field. A guy like Willie Williams, who I know you both are familiar with, you're telling me he wasn't a good recruit? That was Rivals' fault?
He was the one that everybody was the most excited about.
He's the best linebacker I've ever seen. I've never seen a linebacker at the high school level dominate more than he did. The problem was not Rivals' scouting of him. The problem was they accepted a commitment from a guy who had been arrested like 20 times.
Right.
And he didn't make it
on
the field.
He was on house arrest when they got him.
Right. Javaris James. He's a good player. Charlie Jones was a running back they missed on. The fact of the matter is, for the life of me, I do not believe they were paying guys $700,000 and $850,000 a year and upwards of $1 million to sit on their computers and look at scoutandrivals.com. And if they were, I mean, that is a travesty. To actually believe, if you are a college football coach, to believe it's appropriate to base your scouting on a network that is good, but should not be as good as you are. Admitting that they're better than you at your own job, I mean, that's absolute ludicrous.
And there's no program in college football that even comes close to having its own established identity now for almost 30 years the way that the University of Miami does. And you would think that this program would have has a certain mindset and would be looking for players to fit that mold of the U, and so just relying on Rivals, it makes even less sense from that perspective.
Right. And answer me this. Is there an easier school to recruit from? I'm not talking about to sell, but in terms of location and talent in your area, I mean, it's hard to walk outside of that campus and not trip over a top-notch recruit. Literally.
And that's why Butch Davis was so successful, because he said, I'm going to put the gates around South Florida and not let anyone else in. And that's the key. But as far as this goes, I mean, that's like being a biographer and looking at Wikipedia. So, I mean, that's not going to work out for you.
Right. It's absolutely crazy. And like I said, it's not only is it crazy to think of a college coach relying on someone at Rivals, but it's crazy when you think of the coaches that were doing it. Again, Miami coaches in South Florida, a 2-star guy, even if you make mistakes, even if you shut your door to 5- and 4-star prospects, you can stumble upon great player after great player in South Florida.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And it's like you said, though. I mean, there are plenty of guys that they've gotten who are big-time players. I mean, look at how many quarterbacks have they swung and missed on in recent years? You go back to Kirby Freeman. You go back, like you said, Kyle Wright, Robert Marv, and now Ja'Cory Harris has had a promising start at times last year. Looks like he's going to be a pretty solid player. But at times, these other guys showed flashes rarely. So it's on this program, and you know that there's already a lot of pressure on Randy Shannon as it is, because everyone seemed to universally like this hire when it happened. And as a former player at the University of Miami, a disciplinarian kind of attitude, a lot of people like this hire, but the results have just yet to be there in terms of on-field production. There's a possibility that his job is at stake this season if this is not a team that contends for an ACC title, because they have such lofty standards at Miami when it comes to football. Admitting that this is what your program's been doing is only going to put the pressure on you even more.
Yeah, it makes you look, like Tad said, it makes you look totally lazy. I mean, you're literally not doing your job. And there are reporters who have testified to literally walking in. I mean, I said it's a lie, and I still believe it, just because I think it's so pathetic that it's unbelievable that they would do that. But there are reporters who have walked in, they said over the last couple of years, walked into their coaches' offices